Okay, let's begin. First thing I want to mention, I forgot to mention, I think last week, you know, we had said that the halacha is that we're not don on Shabbos, and we are don on Erev Shabbos. So I want to just point out that Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Tes Sifkat Yates says that Ben Hashmashos were not Machber B'Dieved, because they weren't gozer on a shus ben eshmos tzorach mitzvah l'kuli alma. So if a person had to have a din Torah ben eshmoshos, so that would be okay. Certainly if they had started mibod yom to finish it up, or if the balei dinim wanted them to don right now, that would be permissible during ben eshmoshos, because the whole thing's nisid rabbanon tzorach mitzvah. We allow that halacha l'maisa. So that's Mr. Brewer there in Shin Lamed Tes Orachaim Sifkat Yud Tes. In fact, he also discusses there that even a kedushin in Nisuin, if it'll be an embarrassment for the chasen and kala, there might be heterim also b'shas adchak gadol to allow it even on Shabbos. Shas adchak, at least a marriage. Let's talk about specifically a marriage. But that's the Mishnah Berurah's Mazbe, this Ramah, Shin Lamed Tes Siv Dalet. So that's the first Nakud I wanted to mention. We forgot to mention that Mishnah Berurah on that din. Okay. Let's get to where we left off here now. We are in Siman, Sif Gimel. Zman Yeshivas Adenim Baboker, Miaboker Ad Sof Shash Chamishis. So the Yonim sit in the morning until the end of the fifth hour, and after that time they don't have to sit. So I want to point out that it's interesting that this din that we have, this halacha about sitting, is very interesting, because there is a Zohar that says on this din, it says that they can sit mabokrat shachamishis. So there's no chiyah for the Yonim to sit more than that time. Okay? Because until that time, the Yonim basically are donning before they eat. And after that time, it's not allowed to sit without sitting in the din Torah without eating. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, let's make sure we get all the Makairis. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Testament base, Me emasai aschol is din. When does the beginning of din? Because it says in the Mishnah on in Shabbos on Testament base, person can't sit in a barber before Samach Lemincha till he davens. He shouldn't go to a Mirchatz, he shouldn't go to a Borski, he shouldn't eat, and he shouldn't go to a din Torah before he's daven mincha. So what is considered to be atzcholas din? Because we said that once one's begin these activities, you don't have to interrupt in order to daven. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yonah, charam mishyatfu hadayanim. That when the dayanim used to cover themselves, they used to do atifa. They used to do atifa because they were in the Shechina's presence. And since the robes limited their view, they sat like a person in awe who does not gaze about. And as you focus, you know, that's why Mishnah Berurah suggests when you daven, you should use a sitter. You shouldn't be glancing around. By limiting their view of the courtroom, they freed themselves from distractions and were able to concentrate. Rashi says that. So that was one sheet. The other sheet that says no, when the litigants start presenting their cases. That's the 2 days in the Gemara, Yudam and Alf and Shabbos. What's the definition of Ascholas Din Torah? Velo pligi, hada aski v'asu b'dine, when we assume they what? Halach lo maise, hada lo asku v'asu b'dine. Okay, when do we assume Atifa is considered to be the time? That's where the judges have not already started what? Donning the Din Torah. Okay, so therefore, but if they're involved in many cases, right? If they're involved in many cases, if they're still covered, their talus from the previous din tira, the beginning of the new din tira is signaled by the litigant starting what? Saying over their case. So we see b'feirish that there is a halacha of zman hascholas din tira, and that starts me at boker at shachamishis. So it's interesting that Poshup Shad is the Urim Vitumim says we go lefishos manios, and the small rites that they can actually judge till the end of the sixth hour, and an ofen that they'll be able to eat, because eating after the sixth hour ends is like Zorik Evan Lechamas, it's like putting an Evan in an empty basket. So the small says they could go even further. The Machaber said Atzov Shachamishis Mikan Veilech In Sarchen Leishev. Says the Ramal there, according to the tour, the small says they go to the end of the sixth hour, make sure they can eat, though. I don't know, they'll end with a few minutes, they'll be able to eat before the end of the sixth hour. Now, we had mentioned that there is a Zohar. So, it seems from this Mechaber that the Dayanim are not Mechuyiv to sit more than Tefillah Shacharis until this year. Okay? After this shir, definitely they're not allowed to sit without eating. But the Zohar HaKadosh is machmir that they shouldn't judge at all after the Suda. Once they've judged in the morning and they have eaten, there's no requirement at all to judge after the Suda. And the Zohar HaKadosh says they should not. Because the pasuk says, it says in the pasuk, "Dina la boker mishva akrod lo sochel al adam." The Zohar HaKodesh says once they've eaten, they shouldn't don a din tire the rest of the day. That's what the Zohar HaKodesh says, and the poskim do not accept this because it's not found in Shas, and they say Adarabba. The Gemara says in Moikot and Dalmez b'chol amoid ochlin v'shosin v'achrach gomrin dino. The kol shekim b'dini momnus. It's a chumra ba'alma in bismana Shas. So in other words, we don't accept the Zohar HaKodesh, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and they can really judge all day. But what the din is they have to make sure that they have eaten before at least the end of the fifth hour, or the Sma says at least long before the end of the sixth hour, halacha l'maaseh. And it's clear that same Gemara and Shabbos on Yudam and Aleph obviously, you know, takes into account that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klai Yisrael Shiurim. He wasn't donning the whole day. Otherwise, how was he able ever to teach Torah? Obviously, he wasn't donning the whole day. The Gemara says, Rav Chista v'Rabba Baravun have a yasve b'dina kula yoyme, have a cholish lu l'gabayu. They felt weak because they hadn't eaten. Tanalu Rav Chia bar Rav Difti v'yamo ra'am al Moshe min abok var erev. Chital al dait chesha Moshe yoyshe v'dan kol yom kulo, Torah osom anasis. Ela lomer lecha kol dayin shedan din emes lamito afilu shachas ma'alo v'kotsu kinu nasa shufa l'kodesh bruch ma'ase breishis. Ksivach v'yamo ra'am al Moshe min abok var erev, ksivach v'yerev v'vok yom echad. But obviously Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't donning the whole day. He was saying shiurim. He donned the mice in the morning. So, it's interesting Lamaisa, that's the chiddush that we wanted to bring out. I don't know. I was just thinking that you see chlor from the Gemara. We said the Zohar is not found in Shas. Maybe you see this Gemara also is a little bit against the Zohar because obviously the Gemara is assuming he said shiurim. He obviously said shiurim. So, but for the purposes of teaching Torah. The purpose of teaching Torah, not that there was an isser for him to what? Don because he ate. It was because the Gemara is assuming he had to say Shiurim. It wasn't because it was an isser. So maybe this Gemara, if you want to medai closely, was against the Zohar, halacha l'maisa. So that's regarding what? Regarding Siv Gimel. Yes, Ike?
Is there one lashon Rashi, you call it Shibayu, that
didn't eat? Yeah, that's the pshat. They felt weak because they hadn't eaten. That's the pshat, Lamar. It's a push-up shot.
Didn't that sound like the Zohar?
Why do you say that? No, it doesn't. I don't think it necessarily means like the Zohar. It means that they were so busy. You know what I'm saying? That they were so busy. I don't think they did it. You have to say they did it because of Zohar. They were so busy. So Rav Chiya bar Difti taught them the brayse. He says you have to what? You have to be able to take a break. You don't have to dan din toyer the whole day. I don't think you have to say if the dafka was like the Zohar. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. I hear how you wanted to read it, but I don't think you have to say like that. You could just say he was saying. You don't have to do it, Lamaisa. Not that there was there's an iser to don after you're eating. You don't get the impression from the Gemara that comes up at all, that there's an iser. Okay, very good. So that's Sif Gimel. That's Sif Gimel. You're right. That's Sif Gimel. Okay, Sif Dalet. Ein Yoshin Bedin, Mischivle Shashvi, Safilik Mardin, Achi Spalu Minche. So you can't start sitting a din Torah beginning of Shashvis, even like more din. Now when is Mincha? Mincha is 12:30, right? And B'diyevit, if you're davening at 12, Rav Moshe writes that you're Yotzei. So the Eilech Zman Mincha really was 12:30, but they wanted to make sure that people wouldn't get confused, and therefore they made this takana that you cannot start Mischilus Shashvis. Okay, Afil Ligmor Din. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara says, what was the problem? The Gemara says, because Rav Acha in the Gemara, and that same Gemara in Shabbos, says Gemar Din is Usher too, because maybe some of the Yanim will come up with a new Svara, and they'll say, we got to rethink it. And therefore, they'll get involved in, they'll forget the daven, God forbid. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, we have to make sure that there's a shamish there, call someone that you shouldn't be over this man mincha, to make sure that it's done properly. But the truth of the matter is, im yashu samach mincha mafsikin. That's what the Ramah says. The minigin, klal yisrael, is kovin beiz, and samach lemincha, filo mincha ktana. Because we rely lemaisa on the Ramah, meaning achila, that samach lemincha, as long as achshav nagu likros ayde shamash lemechkenes lo chashash yavras man mincha. So as long as you have someone that's going to remind you, it's fine. Okay, very good. Reminds you of the story in the Haggadah, you know, that they were involved in the learning. Okay, Sif Hey. Meimasai have eschivas din, mishi eschivu ba'ale dinim liton, mishi atfu dayonim. Those are the 2 days in the Gemara we said in Shabbos. So it's interesting that it says that the Dayanim are sitting, are doing a tifa. So I wanted to just mention what is the proper state that they have to be in for Dinei Torah. What is the proper state that they have to be in? It says, Mishiyashivu ba'al yedinim liton, shisatfu ha'adayanim. So a little bit later on in the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Yud Zayin I gave you, it says, we know that it says in the Chumash, it says, V'amdu shnei anashim lefnei Elohim. In Simin Yud Zayin, the end of Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, V'edim lecharchila liolim ba'amide. It's a din lecharchila, it's an interesting din. It's an interesting halacha that it seems like a mitzvah. The mitzvah can be done lecharchila. And therefore he says that halacha lemaisa, that the Edim should be Ba'amida, and it says that Dayanim should be sitting. And the Ramah writes, Ago, the Amida ayde smicha mikre shaper amida linin zeh. The Ramah writes that leaning on a shtender, let's say, or ayde smicha is called amida linin zeh. The Sma here points out that this is against the Mechaber in Simen Chof Ches. The Mechaber in the end of the Simen, in Simen Chof Ches, Sif Chavav says, "Im kiblu aedim, if the Dayanim are makabled is meumud, masha asui asui. V'imayin nismachem ala amud, if they're leaning, afilu chachilu mutter. The smicha ki yeshiva. Simin yizayin is parachshav nogu lo shiva aedim. So frek the sma, you have a stira. On one hand, we said that the aedim can what lean on a standard that's considered a mida, and the Dayanim who have to be sitting, are leaning on a shtar that's considered to be yeshiva. So the frek, the sma, you have a problem. So the sma says we go lakula in both directions. He says you could go, but we're making in both directions, azlin and lakula in both directions. That's what the sma wants to say. However, the sma points out that it'll be a problem, lamaisa, if you do it at the same time. Cannot do it at the same time. That's what the that's what comes out from the small hair, that you can't do it at the same time. Okay. Wouldn't be able to do it at the same time. However, the Bach is cholek, and the Bach says at the same time it's good. We're allowed to do this halacha lemaisa. We're allowed to do this at the same time. Interesting. So the Bach is cholek on this what? The Bach is cholek on this small, and you're allowed to do it halacha lemaisa at the same time. So Rebbe Ganak has in his sefer, interestingly, he has this kasha, the small, and he wanted to give it different teretz. He wanted to say that the distinction between Edim standing and the Dayanim sitting is fundamentally different. Why do Edim stand? Edim stand, it's not a mitzvah of Amida and Kol Torah Kula. It's a din of Kavod Beis Din. That's what the Chiddush Yeran says in Sanhedrin, I gave you, that Yanai, the Beis was mochel, that he could sit, they were mochel on their cover, and they sat him down when he testified. The Dayanim is a din yeshiva. That's a din yeshiva in Amida and Kol Torah Kula. Like I gave you the Gemara in Zvachim and Chavtal Manaf, that if the Kohen's feet have to be on the Ritzbah, so if one foot is on the ground and one foot is on the on a Kli, so it depends. If he could remove the Kli and still stand, it's fine. If you remove the Kli and fall down, it wouldn't be good. So that's what Beganek wants to say. Legabi the Eidim, it's not a din Amida and Kol Torah Kula. It's a din of Hidr Beis Din. The Meila Smich is enough. If there's a Tzuris Amida, you're giving covet. Halach Lamaisa. That's what he wanted in Medayik and Lashon Ramah. What's the Lashon Ramah in Simon Yud Zayin? Shaper Amida L'inyan Zeh. What's L'inyan Zeh mean? What's L'inyan Zeh? Even though in Kol Torah Kula it might not be Amida, because by Halach Lamaisa, but L'inyan Edis, where there is no din of Amida, Bifnei Atzmo, it's enough. Legab L'inyan Zeh means this din in Kol Torah Kula won't be good, but L'inyan Zeh, for covered Beis Din, it's enough. So that's why he wanted to answer. That's how he wanted to answer. By Dayanim, they have to be sitting there. That's the din yeshiva called Torah Kula. So therefore, when it comes to the halacha of Eidim Lamais, you have to stand. So it come out that this still would have to. It's an interesting answer, beautiful answer, but that would fit with the Sma, because at the same time you're not showing kavod. I would if they're both doing it. What kind of kavod are you showing, right? If both the Dayanim are leaning on the shtender, right? And both the Edim I don't think you're showing kavod. So I think even according to Ganach Shtikul Torah, he's going to side with the Sma against the Bach, Halacha Lamaisa. But I wanted to just point out that din, very interestingly. And just to finish this Mahalach up, it's very important that I just point out that I think I gave it to you in Simon Yud Zayin Sif Gimel. We quote the Rambam, the Machaber says that the minig is, and this is what you do whenever you have a din Torah. Whenever you have a din Torah, you sit down the Bali Dinim. Kfar Nogu Kobate Dini Yisrael Akra Talmud. Shemoshivin Bali Dinim Vegama Edim Kedil Hasara Machloikis. To relax everyone. The Edim too. Shein Banu Lahamin Mishpate Adas, I'll tell them. Even though the Bach says Yerushamayim Lamaisa, the Edim should stand when they give testimony. The Bach points out. But that's the Minig Lamaisa, because you want everyone to relax, and that's how you begin a din Torah. You tell the Bali Dinim and the Edim, if there are Edim there, that they can all sit down and relax. And then when the Edim want to testify, you can mention the Bach, that there is an Inindu Yerushamayim. Now, this is all from a Rambam, where, let's make sure we get the Mar Makaymis. The Rambam is in Pirei Chaf Aleph, I think it is. The Rambam is in Chaf Aleph, Halacha Beis, okay? In Hilchos Sanhedrin, okay? Now, I was bothered by this, yeah? I was bothered by this. It's a Perikof Aleph, Halacha Hey, I'm sorry. Now, I was bothered by this. Because of Machlaikis, you just chuck a Din Yeraisa? Strange, no? So, Baruch Hashem, I saw the Radbaz asked this Kasher. Radbaz says, Hefker Beis and Hefker. Beautiful. So, it's an interesting, it's a good Kasher for a Bechina. Where do you ever have Halacha Bismanazah? Usually, we don't do Hefker, Befker, Hefker nowadays. So, if someone asks you, show me Halacha where it was based on Hefker, Befker, Bismanazah, that's a basic din in every din Torah. We sit everyone down. That's based on Hefker, Bes, and Hefker. Okay, we're not doing it, but I guess we are. I mean, we are. We're continuing that halach of Hefker, Bes, and Hefker. He points out that's only good by what? That's only good by din imamunis. If it's a get, though, we're not going to be able to do that. Okay, by inyani dini nashim ishar surim, there's no din of mechanics after bes ever. You're going to need a mita. And b'di'evit, of course, if the edim sit, it's kosher halacha lamais, because that whole din is alakachila. That's why it's a mitzvah. Shetna's favorite taisa shlita, right? Taisa niyadav samavav, right? Whenever there's a mitzvah, there's din lachachila b'di'evit. So obviously, standing is a mitzvah. Standing for the edim is a mitzvah. It's lachachila b'di'evit. It's kosher. Okay. So that's what I wanted to point out regarding the suatifa. It's interesting that it's not just the sitting, it's the atifa or the bali dinim saying over that constitutes the din Torah. But it's an interesting concept, halacha lamaisa, that comes out from here. Halacha lamaisa. Okay, that we're able to do that regarding this din. Okay. Yes, sorry, go ahead.
What does that have to do with Hefker Beis
and Hefker? Hefker Beis and Hefker wins. We have the ability to, in a case of dinim mominis, we can tell them to sit down. Because, the whole din is dinim mominis, so it governs the whole, it's a good point you're pointing out, but it governs the whole din Torah. Every aspect of this din Torah plugs in as dinim mominis, and therefore Hefker Beis Nefker allows us to sit them down. But if the din Torah is a get or chalit, so we would not be able to do that. Right, that's, right, but what I'm saying is that it's a good, horror you're saying, I'm just saying is that all details of Dine Torah plug into what the nature of the Dine Torah is. So if the nature of the Dine Torah is Dine Mominus, so our requirement to stand them up, set up, plugs in, is called the Dine Mominus. But if the Dine Torah is a Get Isha, we label all those details on the rubric of Isra, and Hefker Beis and Hefker will not have governing rights. It's a good Hari you point out. Excellent. Very good. Yes, Adam. That's what he's assuming. He's assuming, like I was just saying, that the din Torah, what the nature of the din Torah, sets up what all the we are trying to accomplish. Who's going to win in the din imominus? So therefore, it's labeled as din imominus. Okay, it's a great point. In other words, you could have said theoretically this is a din on its own, but it makes a lot of sense because the whole point is we're trying to accomplish who gets the money, who loses the money. No, so all the details of the din Torah could very well be governed by Dini Mominus. So that's what Lamaisa. We already had that Chiluk already, if you remember. Where do we have that Chiluk? On Dani on Friday. Remember we said that it's Bittul Talmidim and the Mechaber.
If they make a mistake, then you can say after this and after to go back. That's
right.
That's regular Dini.
You're right. That's a regular Dini Hefker, Bez and Hefker, but it was a case of Dini Mominus. Whereas we didn't make that by Isurim. Remember we said by a Gerisha. Right, but I'm saying that it was another example that Hefker Beis and Hefker only helped us in the case of Dini Mominus, but not in the case of Ged or Chalitza. You're right, it's different than, I'm just saying it's another dugma, which we said was a big chiddush, right? That you don't have to pay for the mistake you make on Friday. It's a strange din. Okay, but it's a very important point, but I want to bring that out. That's the first thing whenever you're a dying for a din Torah, that's what you have to say. You have to make it clear to everyone that theoretically you guys should stand, you litigants, and the Edom. But because of Machloikis, we don't do it. And we mentioned the Bach, if the Edom want to testify that they should stand to fulfill that Yerush Shemayim. And with that, Rabbaz. Okay? All right, good. So that's this Chiddush here regarding what Simon Hay. So we finished Simon Hay. Okay? Like the guy saying this shul every time, I'm Mazel Tov, Kiddush. One of the fellows in the shul's boy got engaged. So he got engaged Thursday, so he made the Kiddush. So I wish him Mazel Tov, and I said he's sponsoring the Kiddush, so everyone doesn't have to say Kiddush. So one guy said, Anacha Kiddush. Okay. Let's see Simon Vov. Al Kamadonin. Ein Hadayanim Yoshvan Ladun Bedin Pachos Meshovapruta, Im Huskul Meshovapruta, Goimrim Dinam Afila Pachos Meshovapruta. The Dayanim don't sit for a din if it's Pachos Meshova Pruta. If, however, Lamaisa, that they started off the din Torah with a Shova Pruta, they finish up if even less than a Shova Pruta. Okay. So for this, we have to see the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis. This is where it starts here. And the Seches Bava Metzia on Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis. Okay. Let's see. The Gemara says, let me find the Bava Metzia. Oh. Gemara says here in Bava Metzia on Nunhei Amud Aleph, it lists off Chamesh Prutasein. There are five dinim that deal with a pruta. Okay. So the Gemara says, a little bit after the Mishnah, the Gemara says, quotes Levi teaching a brisa, that Levi had also five prutas, and the fifth one on the list was Yeshivas Adayanim bepruta. So frek the Gemara, why didn't our Mishnah teach Yeshivas Adayanim? The Gemara says it's included in Gezel. Aye, but our Mishnah did not teach, right? The Gemara Mishnah does not state the dinim of what? Hashavas Aveda, right? Yeah? So frek the Gemara says Tanalei Gezel, right? So we say that it can be inferred from what? From that. So Gemara doesn't like that. Milo Tani Gezel with Tani Aveda. But doesn't the Mishnah not state the din of dinim? It says both. It says Gezel and what? And Aveda. It does say both. So Gemara says, Hani Itzrichlei Gezel, I go to Mechari Hashavah Pruta Nishbolo, Yolichin Achav Filo Madai, Aveda Motz Hashavah Pruta Chayv Lachachre Zafagav Dezal, even though it what? It depreciated to less than a Pruta. When you found it, it was worth that. For Levi, my time of Tani Aveda Bepruta, Tanalei Gezel, says Gezel, my Omilo Tani Gezel, Tani Shivas Adayanim, Shivas Adam Yitzdrachlei, Lafukim of Ketine, Dumber of Ketine, Bezdin, Niskak, and Afilu Pokhs, Meshova Pruta. Bezdin does din Tira, Rev Ketine says even less than the Shova Pruta. Okay? So that's on Nun Heim and Alf. Then the Gemara quotes Rev Ketine on the bottom of the Omid. It says, Guf Omer of Ketina, based in the Skakan, I feel the Pokhs of Shover Brutu, Mesiv Rava, Sheshchotam in Akkadish Yisholem. By Meila, it says, Larabas Pokhs of Shover Brutu, Lishavon. By Meila, it says, there is a Dinah Pokhs of Shover Brutu, Lakodish, and Lehadio Lo. Gans of Ketina, Elin Marach Itmar. Omer of Ketina, Muhusku, based in the Shover Brutu, Gomer of Philip Pokhs of Shover Brutu. Tchilas Din being a Brutu, Gmar Din Lo being a Brutu. So Gomer says, Rav Ketina, you rework Rav Ketina. If you started with the Dintar, you finish up with it. Okay? So this is the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Nun Hei Amud Aleph regarding this din of starting off with a pruta and finishing up with less than a shava pruta. Okay? This is a halacha of Rav Ketina. So it's very interesting halacha l'maisa. We have a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Okay? What's the machlokes Rashi in the Rambam? Rashi learns, shot here in this Gemara, that after Beis Din dons on a tefiyah of the Toveah that's worth a Shavah Pruta, the Nitba lashes back at the Toveah and says, I have a different Din Torah, that you owe me less than a Shavah Pruta. So what's the Din in such a case? So the din is that they sit on it. Reason being is that if the nitva wins, you just subtract from the amount of money that the toveah won, and therefore it's considered to be one din tyra with the tfiah kodemis that was worth a shava pruta. Okay? This is the pshat of Rashi. Okay? This is the pshat of Rashi. However, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Chof, Halach Aleph and Sanhedrin, in the case of Mishnah there, says not that way. He says that the Pshat Rav Ketina is that the Toveah was Toveah, and then he was Toveah Shavah Pruta, and then he was Chozer V'Toveah the Nitva again, on a Tfiyah Chadasha, which is less than a Shavah Pruta. In that case, Bezin's Dan, all the Tfiyahs together. But with the Nitvah, Chozer V'Toveah, the Toveah, it's a Tfiyah Chadasha. And Bezin doesn't sit on that at all. Okay? Bezin doesn't sit on that at all. Now, Halacha L'maisa, the Beis Yosef quotes, right? The Beis Yosef quotes, you saw it in Simin Vav, Machloik is Ram in the Rosh, whether Bichlau we hold her of Ketina. The Rosh in Simin Chafter in Bav Metzia denies Rav Ketina. We don't hold Rav Ketina at all. Lock, stock, and barrel. And one of the rayas is, he says, the Mishnah didn't include Yeshivas Adayanim. So don't tell me that the Rosh denies paskening halacha l'maisa like Rav Katina, he holds like Rav Levi, Lamaisa, and therefore, this is against the Rambam, because the Rambam does paskin like Rav Katina. The Rambam does paskin like Rav Katina. So it's very interesting, halacha lamaisa, very interesting halacha lamaisa now, how are we going to view this halacha, okay? Because we have this machlokes Rambam Rosh with the olek of Katina. We have a machlokes how to touch up Rav Katina when he says gom rafilu shom bruto machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Now, I want to just point out, and let's get this, okay? Why is it that pachus mishava pruta is not acceptable? Okay, why is it that pachus mishava pruta is not good? So there are two approaches. One is to say that people are moichel on pachus mishava pruta. That's one possibility. Okay, that's one possibility that people are moichel. The other possibility is not bichla moment. There's no din hashava. Now I want you to know that the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila and Hilchos Geneva in the beginning says there's a chiyuv hashava only on hashava pruta. Nevertheless, it's asur min haTorah to be ganef or gozel a kolshu. That's klor in the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Geneva and Gzeila. Now, there's an amazing amount of nishta there of Peretzky's Zatzal. I was the boichin in the yeshiva when I was a bacher in the yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, I used to speak and learn with him a lot. He pointed out that if you look in the first amount of nishta in Hilchos Geneva, the Rambam says the reason why it's usher to steal less than the shava pruta by Gneva because of Chetzi Shir. So you see that Magen Mishnah is against the Chacham Svi. The Chacham Svi in Simen Peivav says that Chetzi Shir is only by Machalas Asuris. So you see the Magen Mishnah is applying the principle of Chetzi Shir outside Machalas Asuris.
That's
D'Oraisa
also.
Yeah, D'Oraisa. Definitely D'Oraisa. So he says B'Feirish it's a problem. So what I want to bring out here, guys, is that what's the reason why Pachus Mishava Pruta is not good? That you don't have a din Torah on it? Is it because that the people are meichel on it? Or is it because that we consider it to be, that it's not considered to be mamun? Lagavi Hashava and Lagavi, it's not mamun to dan a din Torah on. Is it a formal objective din? So there are a lot of nafkaminas by this. Before I get to the nafkaminas, I just want to point out that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and daf nun tesimun aleph, that a goy that steals pachus b'shovah pruta, we kill him. It's nerag. Why do we kill him? It's one of the shemits b'nei Noach. Because olav b'nei mechila ninu. It's a beferish gemara. Olav b'nei mechila ninu. So Rashi learns that gemara, olav b'nei mechila ninu, because Jews are rachmanim, baishanim, gomle chasarim, we're mochel. But goyim are achzorim. And therefore, they're not mochel. So if you look in the Riven on the Sifra, in Parshas Bahar, he writes as follows: The Ravid learns, Rabbi Ganak writes in the Sefer in Simon Lamed Hei in the Birkas Yitzchuk, that an Akum can't be mochel because they have no das limchol. Even if they have das makne, that's only through a kinyan. They have no das to be. There's no formality. They have no das to create. Ein lam das shiyochol a kinyan b'das levad. You see, mechila has no maisa kinyan. It's just das. And goyim don't have that. And that's the postures of the Lush and the Gemara. That Akum are not mochel and pachus mishava pruta, not because they're mean guys like Rashi. Because formally they don't have the wherewithal objectively to go ahead and what? To go ahead and be mochel. So the nafkamina would be, according to, or between Rashi and the Ravid, would be if a goy, let's say a good goy, wants to be mochel b'feirish. According to Rashi, it would be good. Mechila would be good. According to the Ravid, he doesn't have the wherewithal to be kind. You follow me? It's a very important machlokes Rashi Ravid. One sec, Jake. So what emerges is, please get that, that's working with lav b'nei mechila ninu chapsa nafkamina by a goy. Is that formal? Or is that considered to be, let's say, more practical? But the Minchas Chinuch points out many nafkaminas, and I want to mention some of them, between the two approaches of why is pachus mishava pruta considered to be not something in Dana Dintar, is an issue of Lab B'nei Mechila, or is an issue of not being a formal mamon that's Nitan LaShava. So in Mitzvahs Kuf Lamed and Os Dalet, okay? Kuf Lamed, Os Dalet, it's a Mitzvah Shava's Gezel. He points out, if you look in the Rambam, it's pretty clear from the Rambam that we mentioned, that less than the Shava Pruta is a zero. He doesn't say why. He never says Lab B'nei Mechila Nidu. When the Rambam says, "No hashavas gzeila," and the Pachus mishava pruta by gnevin gzeila, he never says b'nei mechila. That's what the Minchas Chinuch points out. It's mashma that it's just a zero, he says. It's not mammon. It's not nitan lashava. He says, nira midvarav da pochit v'shover put ein mitzah alav klal lahashiv. He doesn't say why. He just says, that's it. He says, nira the mitzah sesed lahav mitzah klal mechatz yishir. Nothing. And he says, afilu begozum mechera shota v'katan pochit v'shover put ein mitzah b'chazar klal. But he says, if you look at the Gemara, the Minchas Chinuch says, you get a different impression. If you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Zion and in Tess, it's mavur that it's because of Mechila. Right? It's because of Mechila. And the truth is that Klal Yisrael, he says, are b'nei Mechila. So, achir ashot to the katan la b'nei Mechila ninu, then it should be chayav ba'ashava. If you say it's a formality, that's the first nafgamina. If you say it's a formality, it's not mammon that if you steal from a chereshot to the cotton, you don't have to return it. But if it's an issue of b'nei mechila, and you better bet your bottom dollar that they can't be mochel, you better return it. You better return it. Or let's say another nafgamina, the guy starts screaming, and he's not mochel. So if you say it's a formal din, then it's not mammon, you don't have to return it. But if you say that it's an issue of mechila, the guy screaming, he's not mochel. Let's say a third nafgamina. Let's say the gnaver, the nignav, doesn't know that it was stolen. Say he doesn't know it was stolen. So it's like Yehu Shalomidas. Then you got to return it. If it's an issue that's not mammon, who cares whether he knows or not? You don't have to return it. So he says, we just gave three nafgaminas, no? How many nafgaminas? We hear Shota Vikaton. The guy's not screaming. Two. Three, he doesn't know. So he says he doesn't understand Sarachin on the Rambam, he says. He doesn't understand the Rambam at all. Because the Gemara seems to say that it's an issue of Mechila. Then he points out two other nafkaminas I want to just say over, interestingly. He says, what happens if you steal less than a Shavar Pruta and it gets more expensive and it's worth a Shavar Pruta? So he says, if you say it's Mechila, if you say it's formalities, Halacha L'maisa, so since it did appreciate, it's still in the auspices of what? Even though there's not mitzvah shava at the time he stole it, but lemais, it's worth something now, so it's the nigzal's. But if you hold it as mechila, once it's meichel, it's done. I don't care whether it appreciates. Appreciates in the ganav shushus. That's what he wants at tain. And then he says, what happens if you steal pachas shava pruta? Then you steal nacha shava pruta. Nacha what? Chetzi shava pruta. And you want to makadosh the woman with it. So beautiful. So he says, if it's mitam mechila, then it's good. Because the guy keeps moicheling, right, automatically, half and half. But if it's mitam what? That it's not for shame mammon, halach lamites, it's still the nigzals. Still the nigzals. He wasn't moicheling, it wouldn't be a good kedushin. So I wanted to point out these nafkaminis regarding what these two approaches. Why is pachas mishavar pruta an issue? Why is it considered to be, why is pachas mishavar pruta an issue? Okay, I'm sorry, Jake. Go ahead. What do you say?
Was Rebbe's case originally with the goy when we were talking about Rashi that they're achzar and they don't?
Right.
Is that if you steal from a goy or if a goy steals?
If a goy steals from a goy, he's chayiv misa.
But
okay.
Wouldn't it be from a Jew? It wouldn't be stolen from a Jew.
No. We're talking about lav v'nei mechila on the recipient's end. You know, yeah. We're talking about if a goy steals from a goy, he's nerek. We kill him. Because
so why should that be different for a Jew who steals from a goy? Because it's the same thing.
Jew stealing from a goy is a whole shallow that gets lakum zosa, gets lakum mutter. Then a goy stealing with a goy. That halacha. What I wanted to just bring out, you see the Gemara says black and white, that's called la b'nei mechila ninu. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. It seems to be la b'nei mechila ninu. Not else, you know, and he's drawing a contrast between a Yidim and Goyim, the Rashi there. So the Rambam, how's the Rambam going to read the Gemara? It's very difficult, it seems. But those are the two approaches, the Pachas Mishavar Pruta, a bunch of nafkaminis, I wanted you to get, Lamais.
Steals Mishavar Pruta from a Jew.
What did you say?
If a goy steals Mishavar Pruta from a Jew, he's not Nerag.
If a goy
steals Mishavar Pruta from a Jew.
Yeah.
He's not Nerag. Because the Jew's Malkin.
No, Jew's Malkin to another Jew, Lamais, not to a goy. Yeah. He's Nerag also. Okay. All right, so let's get back now into the simon, okay? Now, we should point out, Lamaisa, we have to point out a few details, and we have to get back to this machloikis we had between Rashi and the Rambam, and Echapsa Nafkamina, even according to what? Even according to the Rosh, as well, perhaps, okay? Lamaisa, what happens if the tefillah we said is on kelim? Okay, what happens if the tefillah it's on kelim? So here the Shach and the Ksos discuss this. Okay, there's a famous Rashba that if a man's mekadosh woman with a kli that's less than a shavah prut, is that a good kedushin? It's a kli though; it's significant on its own. So, what's the story on this? So both the Shach and the Ksos say it's totally a machloikis. The Rambam and the Ramban, whether motive and mixes on kalim that are not a shavaputa, generates a chiyuv shvua. According to the Ramban, the Shach and the Ksos point out, we're not yoshiv, there's no din Torah apoksim a shavaputa, even by kalim. And according to the Rambam, the Gainim, we would be sit on a din Torah on kalim, even though they're not worth a shavaputa. Okay? Even though they're not worth a shavaputa. So it's talui on what you're going to say by motive and mixas, whether that'll apply also as well. And in the Sefer Mishnah Sturah in Amud Ayin Gimel, he says, if you look in the Gemara, which we had in Bav Metzia, he thought, Beferish Lamaisa, that if you held, it's interesting why the Gemara didn't give a case of perhaps, you know, it seems like the Gemara does not allow for sitting on a din Torah for Kalim, Pokus Meshavar Prut, the Gemara didn't bring it up. It's Mashma Lamaisa from the Gemara could be that Bechol Gavne ain't done it. So maybe it's a little bit, the Gemara's a little bit Mashma, like the Ramban, that we would not sit on a din Torah for Kalim, less than a Shavar Prut, against the Ram and the Gainim. That's what he wants to perhaps Medayek from the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't consider it. It's an interesting Raya, perhaps. Okay. But the Pischei Tshuva, which I gave you, here in Siman Zion, discusses what happens in a situation when the tefiyah is on a shava pruta, but they're too tovin the shutfis. Do you go bust to the gavra, and for each guy he'll only be rewarded less than the shava pruta? But mainly we shouldn't be donning the din taira. The two tovim are partners. So each guy's going to get a chetzi pruta, the other guy's going to get a chetzi pruta. Do you say no, or do you go bust to the etzim tefiyah that has a shava pruta? So that's a suffix in the Pischei Tshuva here on this din. It's interesting, Shiloh. So this really leads us into the following, and that is that we said that the Gemara, and it says in the Shulchan Aruch like this, that if they start with a shava pruta, we're going to even pachus me shava pruta. So, according to Rashi, we said the nitfus chozer v'toveya the toveya, and he according to Shitas Rashi, he's chozer and he's toveya. The nitpa goes and lashes back at him and says, you know what, you owe me chetzi pruta. So we said if you subtract it, we view it as all one din Torah. So according to Rashi, kol shekein, let's get this clear. According to Rashi, kol shekein, if the toveya is toveya from the nitva, owed tefiyah pachas pruta, it's sure going to be good. Okay? That's what's mashma from the sma and sifkan beis. Everyone chop that? Again, let's get this. According to Rashi, the whole order of Katina is they started with a shavar pruta and we're going to be pachas with shavar pruta. Correct? So the way Rashi said it was is that the second phase is that the nitva lashed back at the toveya and was toveya from pachas mishavar pruta. So we view it as a subtraction, it's all one din Torah. So what'll be the din according to Rashi if the toveya tries to go nacha din Torah less than a shavar pruta? Kol shekein, that should be good. That's what's masher from the small. Okay? That the kavana of the Moshe Basin is were misyaches after the toveya, who's toveya the nitva, and therefore we view it as all one thing. Okay? We view it as all one thing. That's what it seems from the what? That's what it seems from the what? From the sma, that's a koshkin because it's considered to be what? It's considered to be good. So if the toveya is toveya l'nitba otvia, it should be good. That's what's masha from the sma, halacha l'maisa. Okay? But if you look in the Bach says not that way. The Bach says beautifully, he says, only if the tefiyah, the nitvah, is pachas mishavar pruta, the yivud is all one din Torah. Because then you could do that subtraction theory, right? But If the Tfiyas Atoveya, if he adds on a new Din Torah, that's a Din Chodosh. And we should not down a Pox Meshavah Prutin. So it's clear that he's arguing on the small, and the Lomdus is, as that the Moshev Beis Din is not Mishyaches to the Toveya. It's Mishyaches to the Tfiyah. And therefore, we view the Tfiyah as a Tfiyah Chadosha. We've used the Tfiyah as a Tfiyah Chadosha when you're Toveya. When the Toveya is Toveya new din Torah, it's a Tfiyah Chadosha. Mashek in the Nitva, it's considered to be Chad Dinah. So the question is, what's the Moshe Beis of Mishyaches to? Is it Mishyaches to the Toveya? Or is it Mishyaches to the Tfiyah? So if you do the subtraction theory, you could view it as all one umbrella Tfiyah, therefore it's good. That the second phase was the Tfiyah, was the Nitva lashing back. But if you view it as what? As the Toveya going, if the case is that the second phase is the Toveya going, doing Vaita, I don't view it like that, because there's no subtraction theory. So what emerges, what we want to suggest as a fundamental machleg is Bach small. What is the Pshat and Rav Katina? That bases maschil b'shova pruta is goyim rafin box b'shova pruta Yankee. What's the pshat? Is the pshat is that remisyaches to the toveya lamaisa? Remisyaches to the toveya. The Moshe of Bezin is looking at the toveya. So it could be, you could learn like the small pshat in Rashi, that what's the pshat? The pshat in Rashi is that we're dealing with a situation where the guy lashed back. So if the guy lashes back, so the small says kol shekain, that if the guy if the toveya, because we look at what? We look at the toveya. You do the subtraction theory, fine, that's still called under the rubric of the toveya. And certainly if the toveya does his new din Torah, that's all good. That's according to the small. But Zok the Bach, no. The Bach says you don't look at the toveya. The Bach says you look at the what? At the tfiyah. And therefore, the pshat is that what? That if the nitva lashes back, I can use the subtraction theory, and therefore that's considered to be what? That's considered to be the tviya, lamaisa. But if he adds a new din tira, the toveya, that's considered to be what? Something totally new. That's not considered to be lamaisa, the Moshe of Beis in looking at the tviya. It's something new in Ganson. So maybe this is the machloik, is the bach and sma within Rashi's pshat. Halacha l'maisa. Within Rashi's pshat, it seems, halacha l'maisa, it seems, because according to the Rambam in the Kesef Mishneh, the Rambam says, beferish, I mean, at least the way the Kesef Mishneh seems to say it, l'maisa, is that with the nitpa lashes back, that for sure is a new tfiyah, and therefore Beza would not be able to, sit on that. Even though if you look at the, did you look at the Kesef Mishneh at the end of the piece? He seems to agree a little bit with Rashi. Saw that? Kesef Mishneh seems to agree with Rashi then, but we're going to go assume the beginning of the piece that he says it's a machloikas. So that's what I want to bring out, Lamaisa. See, according to the Ram, basically what it turns out to be is the Ram holds his Toveya squared cubed. The Ram holds this whole din of Rav Ketini, that you start with the Shavar Pruta, the Pulse Shavar. What do I mean by squared cubed? What I mean to say is Tfiyah, the Toveya. If the Toveya wants to add on, it's good. But if the Nipple wants to lash back, then for sure is a new Din Torah. You follow me? That's on one polar. That's the Ram of the Kesef Mishneh. Within Rashi, though, that says no, that the dinner of Ketina is talking about the Nitva lashing back. Is that a Kol Shekain to when the Toveya would add? Yes, that's what the small says. Because it's all a word of what? Not Toveya squared cube, but a Toveya, you know, to power number one. Toveya power number one. But according to the small, no. It's the tfiyah. The tfiyah of that give and take. And therefore, if you can lash back, that's subtraction theory. That's under the rubric. But if you do a new tfiyah, forget about it. That's how we want to break it. Everyone cop that? We want to break it down to like three different levels in the lumdus of how you're going to break down this din. But the pashtus is that the Rosh, Lamaisa, denies Poshib Shat. The Rosh denies this whole din of Rav Ketina. And he says, if Yehusku Shavar Pruta, ain't going to Rimpok Shavar Pruta. He denies it. He holds like Reb Levi. That's the pashas of the Sma and the Shach. However, if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva claims the Bach and the Tum and Paschim like the Shulchan Aruch. He says, if you look in the Chidah, the Berkei Yosef is the Chidah, he wants to say a shtickle according to the Rosh. Meaning, that if the Toveya is Chozer, the Toveya, Pachos Mishav, Pruta, even the Rosh would be Moda, we're done in the Mosah. Interesting, no? Even according to the Rosh, who we thought denied Rav Katina, yes, he usually does deny Rav Katina. But if the Toveya is Chozer, the Toveya, Pachos Mishav, Pruta, that's good. That's good. It's Mitzvah for the Tfiya Rishona. He's just cholik on the often that Rashi said that the nitpa lashes back. That's a big chiddush. Poshup shot if you look in the Rosh, but he says he denies Rav Katina and Ganson. But, Lamaisa, it could be that there are echoes of the Rambam in the Rosh. And if there are echoes of the Rambam in the Rosh, that he would also allow the Toveya to be Toveya, another Pachos Mishav, because we view it as Tfiya, kind of like squared and cubed. So there, the Rosh is willing to hold the Rav Katina. Where he's denying Rav Katina is when you try to lash back Rashi's approach. So that's a chiddush, but that's what the Chidah writes, and Bishchitshuva quotes him. But Lamaisa, Poshup Shad is the way Beis Yosef presents the Machlokes Ram Rosh straight up, whether we hold like Rav Katina or not Ladina. Okay, someone had a kasha? Okay, good. Very good. So that's Simin what? That's Simin Vav. Halacha Lamaisa. I do want to point out, though, if the guys do want to get together, the Baal Edinim, of course, do Kiblu Alai, I mean, Gezutter, hey, they can do that. I'll quote you the Lashon of the Smishta Stura and Omadai and Gimel. Benir Deptura, Hein Ein Bezdim Chuyav Ladun Beze, Aval Vadai Rishus Biyadam Ladun, they have the ability, there's no one can say, you Dayanim are bad guys because you didn't do it. But if they want to do it, they can. Aval Vadai Rishus Biyadam Ladun, the Sof Sof Gezel Hu Biyad, Mishichai L'Shalim, Inim Shalim, and also the Gamdanu Paskish Shaploni Chayvar is a Gazlan, right? The Yechol Akfos Baldin Lashalem, Kavan the Pokim Shover with the Ganami also Ligzol. Right, Kofan Ako Dover Isser. Afalki and Mitzis ASA Kofan. Komako Vada in Lem Chiv Likposo. They don't have a Chiv to be Kofan. Keshem Shem Lem Chiv Laduno. Okay? The Nesivis says right here, Rishoyin Ladun. They can. Vim Hoda, Mikri Hoda. Vim Kafir, Huxa Kafrin. But they're not Mechuyiv. Okay? Where do you find another dogma of this? That Beis Din is not Mechuyiv to do something, but they can if they want. Maybe it's even recommended, advantageous. But not Mechuyiv. Where do you have a dogma? We mentioned when we were doing the din of the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, we mentioned the Gemara and Bava Vassar and Chesim Abayis, that one of them Amorim had made a pledge for stock and he tried to renege. And they forced him to give the pledge. Frek Taisus, Kol Mitzeseshe Shamatan Tzchar Besida, Ein Bezin Muzarn Aleha. Any mitzvah where the Torah delineates a reward based on this earth can't force you to do. Why not? Rashi says in Chul and Kufyuta and Beis, because that itself is the punishment. You won't get that reward of living a long life. Or the bracha that the Torah delineates. So you're already punished by not doing it. So how can Beis Din punish you? So Frektais, how can it be? So Tais gives 14 roots. The Rav added a fifth. But you know one of the answers is? Tais and Bova Basra Chesem Beis, why don't you give this down as a dogma? Beis Din is not mechuyev to be kaifa. But if they want, they can. And they did. You follow me? So that's another example of Beis Din not being mechuyev. But if they want, they can. So too here by Pachos Mishav Pruta. If they want, they can. They're not mechuyev though. Okay? That was the same shot in that Gemara. You're not mechuyev to be kaifa on a mitzvah sesi with a matan schar b'tzid. But if they wanted to, they could. That was one of the answers. The other answer we gave was a public, they had made a decree, an enactment. What are the two other answers? Stuck as an essay in a lav. And the other answer is it was b'chiyah b'dvarim, which is not considered a kfiyah. They didn't beat him up. The Rav had a fifth answer. The Rav said a stuck of tzibor, you can be kofan. A stuck of a yachid, you can't be kofan. So the Gemara was talking about a stuck of tzibor. So the stuck of tzibor, they can be kofan. The Rav said there are two parts of stuck in the Torah. Parshas b'chukosa, gir, v'tosha, chzak, the bow. And parshas re'eh, lo tikvot piyotcha. So one is the chovetz tzibor, and that's in Behar. Gir, v'tosha, chzak, the bow. And the Chovetz HaYachid is in Parshas Re. And there's Perek Zayin and Perek Tes and Nuchos Matnas Anim in the Rambam. The only problem is, I pointed out once, that the Rambam quotes the pasuk Girvatosh Chazakta Bol as the makor for the Chovas HaYachid. So it doesn't jive well with the way the Rav built it. Okay. Yes, Jake, you had a kasha? Go ahead. Not Jake. All right, go ahead. Because there's still an isher. Ike, we're kofan mitzvahs. We're kofan mitzvahs essay. We can beat up a guy to do lulav. So the guy's doing an isher. No. He should give it to the guy to get out of the isher. There's no mitzvah shava, but we don't want him to be holding gezel. Maybe give it to stalkit.
What
aver
is he doing now?
The isher is he's mamed in isher gezel. Kol Zman, he doesn't return. He's not over. He's not going to be fulfilling the mitzvahs. He's not going to be. He's not going to fulfill a mitzvah of Hashavas Gzeila. You're making a good point, but I am going to end in Isser. It's like the Makor Chaim writes. Is there any Mishnah in Shas that says women are chayiv in Noser to be like it? Why is there no Mishnah in Shas? If you hold Lav Shem Amaisa Lokan Alav, we're learning Makis. Daniel spoke about it beautifully. Reb Yudah. If you hold like Reb Yudah LaMashal. Why is there no Mishnah in Shas that says Noser women are chayiv on Noser? There's no Mishnah in Shas that women are loika on Noser. Why not? The Teretz is because they have a way to get rid of it in the morning. Aye, they won't fulfill a mitzvah. Sreifas kachrim is biyom. It's a mitzvah says Yishman Grama. But physically they can get rid of it. You follow me? There's a physical way to get rid of it. So that's why they're not loika. In the same vein, you're holding money that's stolen money. So get rid of it. I don't know, maybe Chapsa Nafkimi, maybe I could give it to the Tzedaka fund. Maybe I don't have to give it back to the guy. But Kozman, that I have it, I'm over an Isser. If I can be Kofa and Mitzis, I can be Kofa, got to not do an Isser. You follow what I'm saying? Goes back to what we discussed about that Nesivis and Xos. You know, can you be Kofa and Mitzis? Do you need a base? Do you not need a base? But I'm just bringing that as a riot, that there's such a concept. Okay, let's go now. That's Simon Zion. Let's go. Says Aloche, who's Roy Lodun? Now, Yoni asked me that Shach. I'm not sure what the Sefer is. I am the Sefer Aleph Aleph. I'm not sure what that's. What Sefer is that? Agudas Azov. Yeah, very good. You have it written there completely. Thank you, Isaac. There it is, Yoni. Agudas Azov. Couldn't have been the Eshel Avram of the Prima Gadim lived after the Shach. Excellent. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, let's go to Simon Zion. Beis Din Shel Shlosha She Echad Mehem Gir Hariz Apostle Ladun Yisroel Elim Kein Haisa Imo O Aviv Mi Yisroel. The Gir Dan Is Chavero Gir Afa Pishen Imo Mi Yisroel. Oh. So we have a Beis Din of three. So there is a whole Gemara in Kedushin that I gave you. Fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Beferish, Bedafayin Zion Amid Beis. The Gemara says that there was a host of Ravada Barava who came from a gear. And they had a home achleikas who was going to be head of the town. So the Gemara says, "Is a din of mekerav achecha, a leader of Klal Yisrael, som tasim alecha melech mekerav achecha, is a pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Zayin, pasuk Tet Vav. You have to have lineage. If your mother's Jewish, that's good." So he said, you know, Lamaisa. He said that since the mother's Jewish, Rav Bibi, who is naturally Jewish, would take care of what? The Ruchnius, and since your mother's Jewish, we take care of the Nyani Gashmius. Okay. And Rab Zera, Rabbi Ravua with Mital would deal with them, your children of the converts, and would make the positions of authority. In Marav and Eretz Yisrael, they would not even appoint child of a gear to be an inspector of weights and measures. And Arda, they don't appoint them even to the position of supervisor of irrigation. This is the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. Now, I want to just point out from the very outset, there's a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam against Tyson Sota as to become a Jewish king, to be a Melech Yisroel. The Rambam is of the opinion, Pashup Shad in this Gemara, is that only you need is your mother to be Jewish. Okay? Hilchos Malachim Perak Alpha Lachadalit. Tosis and Sotam and Alpham and Beis and the Ritvoy, right? That's for other positions of authority. But to be a Melech, you need both your parents to be Jewish. That's why Agrippus was not ready to be a king, even though his mother was from Yisroel. The Rambam writes that Agrippus' mother was not Jewish. Rambam says in the Perish Mishnayos and Sotah. Now, the Ritva, we said, writes, the Ritva, Lamaisa writes, in Kiddushin Yidalanim and Aleph, that you don't need the father and mother of Yisrael. It's enough to be the father of Yisrael. The mother can be a Gioris. What's the Raya? The mother's got to be Gioris, of course. What's the Raya? Rechavam. The Kesef Mishnah quotes, Rechavam was a ben of Shlomo, was appointed to be the king Alpi Dibor, even though his mother was Naama Amoinis. She was a Gioris. And that's in the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Aleph Alachadalit. In Hilchos Malachim, and the Raya, the Kesef Mishnah quotes, fascinating. This is for Melech now, guys. Let's make sure we get it. This is for Melech. It's the first Ram Perek Tavla Chadal. He says the end. B'ha nichali hayach Melech rachavam. Lav imo mi Yisrael. Ta ben nam amon esav. Obviously she was a Giyaris, because otherwise he'd be a Goy, right? So you see a fundamental machloikis. So the Shittas that say that you need both parents to be Jewish to be a Melech, like the Tisus and the Ritva and the Rashba. So what do you do with Rechavam? So the Chassam Sofer has a beautiful Chiddush in Orachayim, Simin Yud Beis, Dirmaskal Hine, the Noda Behuda, the Mara Dura Kama, Choshen Mishpat Simin Aleph, that a Melech ben Melech, since you're being Yorish to Malucha, you don't need your mother to be a pure Yisrael, a born Yisrael. A Sima Chadasha, a new appointment, then you need both parents to be Yisrael. That's that sheet. So I want you to get that regarding Melech. But it's Chlor. Regarding other appointments, we find, regarding the other appointments, Halacha Lamaisa, the Gemara has in Yavamis and Memheim at Beis. Gemara has, want to save that thing? Thank you, Adam. The Gemara says in Memheim at Beis that Rav was Akshurei Lamari Rav Mari Barachol Manya Papursi the Bavel. Rava declared of Mari Barachol. Why was he called Barachol? All over Shas, he's called Barachol. Why is he called Barachol? Because why? His mother Rachel was taken captive, one of Shmuel's daughters, and one of her captives, Isser, lived with her, and she conceived Mari. Later, he converted Isser. He was known as Isser the convert. At the time when his father, he was a goy. So Rav Mari, out of respect him, is known by his one mother's name. So Avagav Damar Som Tassim Alech HaMelech, no problem. He appointed him to be in charge. Was not a problem at all. And the Yushalmi says it says, so you see that the gear that's imum Yisrael can don Yisrael Kavero. When his imo is not from Yisrael, then we have the din of gear don is Kavero. Now the Beis Yosef says if all three are gerim, the imum Yisrael, meaning that's sharing ladun. The Mechab is just giving an example, echameim gear, right? They're possible ladun. If all three of them are only mothers from Yisrael, it's fine. I want to just point out when it says aviv, it means kol shekein aviv. We're not talking about with the guy, the father is Jewish and the mother's a shiks, and then the kids are goy. That's a machleis tanoim. How do we kovei yadus? We pass and go bless with the mother. And the Sivis had a chumra that if a father is a goy, you should go to mikvah l'chumra. The Rav said we don't do that because might won't see laws on people that don't do it. So we don't have that chumra. Okay? So, lomaisa, we have this din. So let's get this clear now. What does it mean now? That ger is danis chavera b'dini momenus. Let's see it. The end of Sif Aleph. Right? The ger danis chavera, a ger afa b'shein imo mi Yisrael. What does that mean? So this is a major machloikis in the Rishonim, Beis Yosef quotes. Is this referring to what? Kfiya? Or is it referring to regular dini momenus? According to the Sma and the Shach and the Bachir, When it says gir danis chaveiro, it means even bekfiya. Even with kfiya, you can be koifim. Okay? Gir cannot even dani Yisrael without kfiya. Regular din Torah, gir cannot judge a what? Because that's srara over him. But the Darkei Moshe and the small and the Ksos quoted, the Darkei Moshe, they quote a Mordechai, that Davke below kfiya dan is chavero. Davke below kfiya dan chavero. Okay? Davke below kfiya, you can dan is chavero. And the Ksos quotes a raya, Lomaisa, the Ksos quotes a raya to the Mordechai, that this is the case, okay? That what we're talking about is only what? Only without kfiya, because the etzim fact that you be kaifa someone, that is srara. I don't care whether the guy who be kaifa is a fellow gear. I don't care. Engaging kfiya is called srara, and therefore it's taka asr. So there is the Mordechai and the Ksos quotes a raya for this halacha lamaisa. So this is a major what? Major machloikis lamaisa regarding this din. I mean, I understand the svara very well, that anytime you engage in kfiya, it's considered to be what? Srara. But lamaisa, it's important that we point out, Chidush Rabbi Kiveger points us out, what's the din? A gir gomer. Can he be, can he, is he able to be, ava ein gir gomer yochel adun gir sheni, she'imo o'ovim Yisrael. This is a sheni gidro ki Yisrael gomer. Kamokan Girshai Saharasaval Edasu Bikdusha Tanik Shvarniskaru Horav Dinuk Yisrael Gomer. If the conception, the lady was Bikdusha, then his mamash Yisrael Gomer. No problem at all. There's no problem at all. The Shaila that the Tumen discusses, and he paskins like this, he says a gir gomer cannot judge a gir that's emo or aviv mi Yisrael. Okay? Because again, it's one notch lower. So when we say gir danis chaver, it's gotta be a match. However, you're going to find that match. Okay. Siv Beis. Mamzer v'afilu shloshim mamzer v'elik shirim lodun lakol. V'chein imaya echad meyem suma me'achz mein of kosher of asumishtein of posel. So that's what we'll have to see tomorrow. Halach lomaisa, we'll begin shir with that. There's a whole mahalach we have to say over by a suma. What's the din of a suma? Because Mechaber says sum b'shtein of is posel. The achas main of his kosher. So this is a major machlokes in Rishonim that the Beis Yosef points out. Belina, we'll start with that tomorrow, and then we have to get the Isha by the Onus as well. Hopefully finish the sim. Okay. Stop here. Thursday, Ike is saying the Chabura, yeah? The lunch did not come yet?
Yes, sir.